Welcome to What's Poppin', where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace and we dig a little deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. My guest today is Jimmy Donnelly. Jimmy, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for inviting me.
It took us a few tries to get together and to make it work and also get the program to work too because I messed it up. But now we're here, and so now we have all the mics working, so let's get into it. Jimmy, what grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a junior, so 11th grade.
11th grade? Yep. At where?
At SCS, so Fremont Christian.
Fremont Christian, all right. And you've been there for all of high school so far?
Yep. Yeah. I transferred from Prince of Peace. I finished out through 8th grade, started 9th, and keep going.
Okay. If you had to pick a favorite subject or class at Fremont, what would it be and why?
So normally before this, I probably would have said my favorite subject is lunch. that or PE, but I've been doing sports, so I have enough PE credits.
Okay.
Math is okay, but I'm a little bit more biased towards history because mainly I do like the subject a lot, but I also like who my next teacher is going to be, Mr. Paranon.
Okay.
So he teaches U.S. history specifically. So this year I did more like world history, and I know my history pretty good, in my opinion. but Mr. Paranon, I've heard a lot about from graduating seniors that I met before coming to FCS. So, and I've met him in person, and he's really fun to talk to and be with. So I can't wait to start that class next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning that you're used to doing like acting. So what do you mean by used to doing acting? Where do you?
Yeah. So recently we did a play at FCS. It was the high school play, and it was Clue. Actually, so I was Colonel Mustard
in the study
with the ratchet.
The ratchet,
yeah. And so it was a great cast to work with. Everyone there really kind of fit their character. Yeah. Mrs. Wool directed, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
I've been doing acting since I was in fourth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so at Prince of Peace, well, here, here actually, when I was in fourth grade, they pulled me out of class. Me, my friend Matthew Peasy, and this girl named Tiana.
Okay.
And so we called her T. But they said, would you guys want to be shepherds in the play?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So every year, the Christmas musical play performance. Starting from fourth grade, I was the shepherd. And then in fifth grade, I moved up from being the shepherd to one of the main people in the play.
Oh, all right. So you start like acting.
Yeah. Right around there was when I think they just, I fit the character that they had. Mm-hmm. And so that was, I think, one of the best plays that I've been in. Mainly because it was fun. I was younger and I got to get a feel for acting a little bit.
Yeah.
And so ever since fourth grade, fifth, sixth, seventh, always in the play. Eighth grade, I moved from choir. So when you're in sixth and seventh, when I was in sixth and seventh, I chose choir to do because, well, singing is fun,
yeah,
you know?
Right,
and
yeah.
Mrs. Bird, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I went and switched over to drama because everyone was like, you should be in drama. So I said, okay, I'll try drama because I knew I liked acting. Well, I loved acting. And then instead of going into the school play, I did drama for my like elective.
Okay.
And we did Macbeth.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Macbeth.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I forgot that name. I always tell this story. So Macbeth, I was Macbeth.
And all right. Wow.
Yeah. So it was a pretty cool play. It was really fun. We went to LEST, which is Lutheran Elementary School's tournament or competition.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully they're holding it this year. I know when I graduated 8th, they said that they were having some problems because that was when COVID kind of picked up.
Yeah, it stopped for a little bit, but I think it's coming back. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. That was awesome. It was such a great experience. Yeah. So I got best actor. So Bryce, who graduated the year before me, he was getting best actor year in year after, and like in a row at LAST. And so they were like, Jimmy, you gotta get best actor. You gotta keep it going.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it alive. And I was like, all right, I'll try. one of my lines, if we shall die, then we'll die fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if we shall die, we shall find dieting. And everyone laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in the crowd just burst laughing because I stood there with a bright smile on my face, holding the stance, knew I messed up, and I said, scratch that. We shall die fighting. And then I said, let's go, and then ran off the stage. And at the end, what the judges said, obviously, you messed up, but you owned it. You owned it, man. And I said, thank you. And they gave me the award, and it was just awesome.
That's awesome.
It was fun to do.
So this makes more sense to me now that when I asked for a volunteer during a message, you were like, yeah, I can come do it because you came up and helped. And so, folks, if you don't know who Jimmy is, he has come help during a message once or twice. He's come up. And he also had a sweet perm. And I say had a sweet perm because I'm looking at him right now, and he's got a buzz cut. How did you get the buzz cut?
Yes. So... two of my really good friends, Ishii and Noah, they also went to Prince of Peace, graduated from here, but, we were at a graduation party for Ishii because he graduated from being a senior.
Oh, okay.
And so it was the seniors party, all the seniors came to, and it was his pool that he works at too. So basically we were there and he said, hey, Jimmy, we won in basketball, and I said, yeah, I'll beat you in basketball. And confidence was
he just wanted to play, but you said I'll beat you.
I thought confidence was key.
Yeah.
Obviously at the time it was key to
some things,
me losing. So we made a bet. We said whoever lost would get a buzz cut.
Okay.
So at first I was hesitant, but then I was like, you know, I got this, because I've beaten him like maybe once. Maybe if I think about it real hard twice, you know, the record's probably 2 to 390.
But you've won.
Yeah, but I've won twice.
So there's a chance.
There's a possibility. Yeah.
I mean, he was sick and had a broken leg, but.
Oh, yeah. he wasn't, but yeah, that's when I should have made the bet. No, I'm kidding. First time, I lost, lost bad. He was making it from everywhere. He had the home court advantage. So I got destroyed in a quick couple of maybe 2-3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. So I said double or nothing. Yeah. And my friend Noah was on my team.
So double or nothing for a buzz cut bet. What was the double part?
So the double part was just... Really, in all honesty,
him being nice to give
you
a chance.
Yeah, he was just giving me a chance. It was just me begging for a chance to, like, if I won, then no one would have to do anything,
exactly,
which would have been great. But even with Noah, it was close. It was close. But we lost. We lost. Yeah, I lost. Yeah. So I went over to my friend Noah's house, and Ishii was there. Ishii drove me there. Right side, got a free haircut. I also got a buzz cut.
And like I said before, it looks good. Like, you look older with the buzz cut. I mean, the perm looked good too, but the buzz cut, you look older.
Yeah, I wasn't told. Obviously, the people that saw my perm were like, whoa, huh, surprise. You know? And I've been told, when I was in Hawaii on vacation, I was told that I looked like 23 years old.
It's not. You don't.
Well, in Hawaii at the time, they said I did, and they thought I was over. They thought I was older than 18.
Yeah,
I think it's the beard.
You could pull 18. You could pull 18, but over 23, no.
I said, "How old do you think I am?" They said, maybe just turned 23." And I paused. I was like, "No." I was like, "I'm not 18. I can't go there." And it was just like an infinity pool.
All right, so I always ask my guests something about the previous week's message. Mm-hmm. And so you were able to watch it. You weren't here on, in person, but you saw it online. So folks, if you're listening, you can always check out our stuff online. And so it's about 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 to 21. And Pastor Zelt was preaching this last week, and he was wrapping up 1 John for us. He did a fantastic job. And so anything that was good or interesting or made you think from that message?
Yeah, so I think... one or two things that kind of stood out to me. Obviously, Pastor, love Pastor, great Pastor. Mm-hmm. You too.
Okay,
no, I no yeah. favorite, not picking favorites. Yeah, it was a good message. awkward. Anyways, I thought the service was good. During the verse, it was 1 John 13 through 21, I think. Yeah. The main thing that stood out to me, though, like when we die in everlasting life.
Yeah.
So I think really when everlasting life and our faith throughout really became a big impact on like really made me feel it was around 7th, 8th grade.
Okay.
It was actually towards the end of my 8th grade year.
Okay.
It was when my dad died.
Mm.
So
yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. And when my dad died, I really struggled. I had a hard time doing a lot of stuff. My schoolwork, my grades dropped. I stopped talking to a lot of people. I had a really tough time with it because I don't know, you only get one dad. It was tough. And so really I started thinking about it. And his faith, I know that he did believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
At times people, don't show that. And he struggled with that.
Yeah.
Not that you have to make big works or show
be
your
perfect.
Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to show off or be really flashy about your faith.
Yeah.
Mr. Berg, eighth grade Bible, you know, we don't have to go out on the street, step on a stool and start hitting a Bible and saying you're all, you know, all you must repent because you're going to be condemned.
You're going to hell, yeah.
And I just remember that popped into my head. And the main thing was for me, though, did he make it? And it's more like not did he make it. Yeah. It's more like did he make it to Christ? Did he fully decide in his heart to come to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime before death, even if it was on his deathbed,
yeah.
Did he truly say, God, forgive me?
Yeah.
I have sinned. Please help. And I guess I really struggled with that thought until it came to a point where Mrs. Berg, Mr. Berg, all my teachers from third and up, even first grade, all my teachers there, and they really helped me through that. Pastors out too, especially.
Yeah.
Friends and family who were close. My Ishi's mom, Mrs. Iqbal, really, really... important to me. My mother too, obviously, but she's my mother's kept me in line, but you know, Noah's mom too, they both helped me through that. And when times got really tough, I was able to say, God, I put my trust in you, put my faith in you, and I believe that my dad came to you in the end,
and so he's got eternal life, right? And one of the things that Pastor Zelt did, which I thought was really, really good, is he had that scale of certainty, right, for eternal life. And on one side, he had, like, our works, right?
Yeah.
And that's, you're very uncertain about your eternal life because of your works, because none of us are perfect, and your dad wasn't perfect either, right?
Right.
And then in the middle of that scale, he had
our faith,
right? Like, so my faith is what saves me. And a lot of people kind of think that way, like, it's my faith that saves me. But then... what I thought was really, really interesting how he phrased, like, well, if your faith what saves you, then it's not Jesus who saves you, it's your faith. And if you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have anything to save you, right? Like, he doesn't exist, right? And so he said on the far side, the certain scale of the certainty scale was it's Jesus and who he is,
right?
He is what guarantees us our salvation and the eternal life. So
the most we can do, come to him. And like I said, I hope my dad came to him and said, help.
Yeah. And it's not about how well he did or anything. Right. It's about what Jesus has done for him and for us.
Because, he can do everything, anything, all the time.
Yep.
We just got to...
just trust him.
Yeah.
Yep. Turn to him. Know who he is. Good. Anything else from the message that you want to share?
Yeah. during your messages, too, especially, I really like these things that we find in, like, our pamphlets. Mm-hmm. And it's the crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
I really like crossword puzzles. And, you know, like, those fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
In third grade, Mrs. Robinson, for bell work, we used to go in teams and we used to have a certain amount of time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My group, or at least me, fastest, always. In my personal opinion, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
my good friend Caleb Emmett goes to FCS with me now as well. He, in third grade, he was good at the crossword. He might have beaten me, but if I'm telling the story, I won. he was one of those people that I remember in third grade. We had those crossword puzzles. They were really, really fun. So during the service, the things that we learn and that you preach, I see that you try and make them correlate, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you were telling me that you try to make your own crossword puzzles during the message when there isn't one available.
So I
do the crossword puzzles.
Right.
Pastor Zelt does fill in the blank questions.
Right.
So when he preaches, you
when
don't
Pastor
get them.
Zelt does it, actually, I do it vice versa too. When you do it, I do the fill in the blank. And when Master Zell does it, I do the crossword. And I really, I just got to mention the respect that I have gained for people who make crossword puzzles. You know,
it's hard, but I gotta tell you, I don't make crossword puzzles. I just fill in the blanks on a program, and it makes the crossword puzzles for me.
Oh, see that?
Yeah, it's the game changer.
I gotta ask you what that is.
I'm gonna get you that link because I make the make points up, and then I after I make it the main point, then I put in a word or two to the crossword puzzle, and it makes it up. So.
That's something I play Wordle too.
During the service?
No. Okay. Excuse me. I can see how that.
I guess not like that.
Not during the service.
That's good. And you sit pretty far back, but I can see what you're doing.
Well,
All right. So I like to ask the guest a question that's a little silly sometimes, or it's a little different to get to know you a little better. And so I remember the last time we hung out was for your sister's
confirmation
and the questioning, the public questioning of that.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of food that was there because Kendra purchased food, and you ate like 30 something of these little Danishes.
Yep.
And we were talking about how you're a growing boy, you gotta put calories on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, as a teenage boy, like, we eat lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering, what is the most surprising amount of food you have eaten in one sitting?
This is a really good question. So sometimes there are times where I eat like decent amount throughout the day. And then other times there are sometimes where I eat maybe a little lunch, little breakfast, get up, get and go, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's dinner, which is the big one.
Yeah, right.
So there are some dinners that I eat a lot, or even sometimes like after a workout or hanging out with friends. So there was this one time in Boy Scouts that comes to mind. Me and my friend Antonio,
mm-hmm.
and Antonio and me, we walked down at Roine, and there was pancakes for breakfast. Mm-hmm. and there was a lot of kids there, so they made a ton of extra pancakes.
Okay.
Which we had a contest to see who could eat the most.
How big were these pancakes?
Oh, these pancakes were about a pretty good size, you know, the average size of a plate. So they weren't like those small little pancakes you get from those McDonald's things.
Yeah, not like a like a little like 3-inch thing, but it was
it was a full-on plate size, and they weren't thin either. They were fluffy.
Okay. All right.
I think I ate 22.
Okay. 22 pancakes. That's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah. I thought I had it in the bag, and I looked to my right, and here's Antonio. He ate 30-plus pancakes.
Gosh.
And went on to eat bacon and sausage right after. Yeah, yeah,
and teenage boys, you can eat a lot of food.
Yeah, he's a beast, man. Yeah, he's a beast. The funny thing that I always like about the end of the story is that at the end of, towards the end of our day at Roy&A, we were doing a health badge, a first aid.
Doing a health badge, okay.
Yeah, and so there, we played this game, we were running around. So we were running around all day.
Yeah.
And so I was running around, hiding, helping people, and then I turn to my right, and there's Antonio.
Yeah.
And he's hunched over, and he's puking.
Well, that makes sense.
He's throwing up. Yeah. So me being me at the time, went over and thought to myself, is it just the pancakes, or is it the bacon and sausage?
I love how you're not curious about the well-being of your friend. You're curious to seeing what's coming out of him.
I'm sure I did think about my friend's well-being. Now that I think back, that should have been the first thing. But
so you go and you look.
I went and I looked, and I puked.
Which also makes sense to me. Yes.
So I went over, looked, and I just puked, and for me it was just a pancake.
Well, good.
And at least I completed the thought.
Yeah.
He did have some bacon and eggs. Or not eggs, bacon and sausage.
Bacon and sausage.
Excuse
me. That's gross.
Yeah, it was yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about when I was your age and how much I used to eat, and you ever have you ever hear of like Honey Bunches of Oats? It's a cereal.
Yeah, Whole Foods, they have some of them.
Yeah. So I remember taking a full box out, sitting at a table with a bowl of milk and pouring some in, and like, oh, that was really good. And then pouring some more in, and just, I kept doing that. And then
looked and it was gone.
Box was empty. I ate a full box of cereal in one sitting. Ever do anything like that?
Oh yeah. So there are these, cereal, I don't know if you heard of them. Reese's Puffs.
I have not, but they sound delicious.
Yeah, so Reese's Puffs.
Like a peanut butter chocolate
the Reese's
puff.
Pieces. Yes. Yeah, same company.
Yeah.
And, chocolate, peanut butter, little tiny balls of heavenly sugar. We saw one time, I was helping my mom shopping, and I saw this thing, and they were two boxes kind of taped together as one.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want that. And so I was like, mom, look. And we were running out of cereal anyways. So she's like, yeah, we'll get it. Make sure it lasts.
Yeah.
It didn't. So that very next day we woke up, and my sister came out downstairs.
Yeah.
And there me and my mom were. And my mom, I was eating the whole box. I ate the whole box of cereal.
Yeah.
And my sister said, Jimmy, did you eat the whole box of cereal? I said, no. There's another one right there.
There's two boxes.
There's two of them.
One for you.
Yeah, there's one for you and mom. And then,
one for you and mom.
Yeah. So I've had that experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'll probably have many more like it too. Like the first time you eat a whole frozen pizza by yourself and things like that. And then it will catch up to you. They say it will catch up to you eventually.
Yeah. There's a lot of conspiracies going around.
People have been telling me that for years. I'm going to get fat eventually. And I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. So. Yep.
Yeah, this is one of those things. I think I don't know. I'm pretty active.
You're an active guy. Yeah.
I run around, do sports.
Yeah, it's good. Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for coming out and being on the podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me here.
Cool.